Now, the other extreme, what about the gentleman who had radiation and hormonal therapy for a Gleason 8 in all 12 cores, a PSA of 25, and a palpable disease bilaterally, T2C? So high-risk patient, he got radiation, he got 2 years, 4 months neoadjuvant, combined hormonal blockade, 2 years of an adjuvant LHRH, and within 1 year, he has already failed with a PSA that's now 0.4, and within 6 months, he was gone from 0.4 to 0.2. So he's got an extremely rapid rise in his PSA. His PSA now is 2. Remember, he's had radiation and 2 years of hormonal therapy, and he's already got a PSA of 2 a year out with a very rapid doubling time. You scan him at this point, and you see, interestingly enough, an enlarged node in the pelvis, a 3-centimeter right external iliac node. The bone scan is negative. So coming to that case, Dr. Swanson, how do we deal with that particular case?
Well, most people would consider this gentleman has systemic failure and that he needs systemic treatment. The first choice would be reinitiate hormonal therapy. Second question would be to ask my medical oncologist if they would consider, given his high-risk systemic disease beyond even the node, whether they would at that point consider intervening with chemotherapy.
So this gentleman is young, okay, Dan. He's 59, and he's very healthy. He's been told that he should go back on hormonal therapy. What's the likelihood he's going to remember? He's had 2 years and 4 months already, and he's failing within a year. What kind of discussion do you have with him?